Listening to WRCT, and this is Anatomy of the Ear on Sunday, the final day of Anatomy of the Ear, and I'm August Personage. We're doing the Bakersfield sound, getting close to halfway through the hour, and we heard songs from the likes of Joe and Rosalie Mathis, Wanda Jackson, Bonnie Bluebell, the Farmer Boys. That was a bit more towards the rockabilly side of things for a couple of songs there. And then after that, we heard two from Gene Shepherd, Harold Cox and the Sooners, and one from Glenda Blackwell, I Want to Live in Your House. Incidentally, I'm forever grateful for Bear Family Records and their compilation, The Bakersfield Sound, Country Music Capital of the West, 1940 to 1974, for being such an excellent resource for jumping into the breadth of this music. Now here's Buck Owens.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb, just the kind to fit my dreams and plans. Now the pace we're living takes the wind from my sails, and it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. Where the bright lights are found, there ain't no way to slow you down. I'm about as helpless as a leaf in a gale, and it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see.
I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time, when the only people that existed were troglodytes, cavemen, cave women, Neanderthal, troglodytes. Let's take the average caveman at home. Listening to his stereo,
and of course, every time, it's Zombo in your brain, Zombo in your brain, Zombo in your brain, and this is the Deep Archive playing Zombo in your brain from 13 years ago, back in the time. Today's show originally aired the 14th of May, 2010. So we'll see what shake. The weird thing is when I play a lot of these old shows, I'll hear like, oh, yeah, and this goes out to Poppy, or this goes out to, who else used to listen to the show? And then there's a couple of other people that used to listen. And I'll hear that, and it goes, oh, my God, that dude died. So you're getting like these ghost dedications, these weird death dedications. So there's, Rockin' Pete. That was another guy that used to request stuff all the time, and he died. So it's just kind of, it's really interesting to listen to this stuff and hearing things in the past, and who would have thunk it? Who would have thunk it? Nobody but you, because you are very smart, because you tuned in. Smartest person here, right there, because you tuned in to Zombos and Zimbos. That's the evil Zombo, Zimbo, but you don't want to mess with him. This is Zombo's Deep Archive, playing shows from 13 years ago that aired on this station. Like I'm saying, the 14th of May, 2010, WRCT Pittsburgh. Let's just jump back in and find out what dead person I dedicated stuff to.
Was a big ape in the forest. He was so big and strong. He was the ruler in his kingdom. Call that monkey King Kong. Hey, King Kong. King Kong. King Kong. King Kong. He got so lonesome, he went looking for a mate. When he found out what was happening, it was much too late. Yeah, King Kong.
don't make a monkey out of me.
Going with the big green coon. You've heard about the jolly green giant. Don't let his troubles cross your mind.
Sorry, Spock.
He couldn't get Sally, so went back to his valley. The cat was colorblind.
That's me.
better.
Yes, the rhythm, the rebel. Without a pause, I'm lowering my level. The hard drama, where you never been, I'm in. You want styling? You know it's time again. D, the enemy, telling you to hear it. They play the music, this time they play the lyrics. Some say no to the album, the show. By much the sound I made a year ago. I guess you know, you guess I'm just a radical. Not on sabbatical, yes, to make it critical. The only part of your body should be partying too. Pass the power on the hour from the rebel of you.
Hey, yo, Jeff, man, I don't understand this, man. Yo, you got to slow down, man. You're losing them.
Radio, suckers never play me. On the mix, they just okay me now. Knowing and grown, when they're clocking my throne, there's no stinking and taking. Everything now the brother owns. My calling card, recorded and ordered. Supporter of Chesimard, loud and proud. Kicking live, next poet supreme. Looper, truth, bazooka, the scheme.
Flavor,
a rebel in his own mind. Supporter of my rhyme, designed to scatter a line of suckers who claim I do crime. They're on my time, dig it.
Hey, yo, Jeff, I think we take it short. Jones is going with Dino, man. Come on, kick it.
Terminator X. Recorded and ordered, supporter of Chesimard, loud and proud, kicking live, next poet supreme, looper, true, bazooka, the scheme,
flavor,
a rebel in his own mind, supporter of my rhyme, designed to scatter a line of suckers who claim I do crime.
Showtime at the Apollo. Zombo in your brain already. This is the Black Seeds with something called Solid Ground. It is not bad. It has potential. So there, I think it matters what I think of music. It matters what I think of music really only because it gets played or it doesn't get played or it gets made fun of. One of those many things. How are you? Well, that is good. We are going to do nothing today. It's goofing off. Kind of another free balling show. No, not a King Kong theme or anything like. I can pop this down a little bit more. All right, we are King Kong. Big T Tyler, and King Kong, Tarantula Ghoul, and the Grave Diggers. Of course, started off with Boyd Bennett and the Rockets doing Coldest Jockey Man. Olympics, Big Boy Pete, the Kingsmen taking that song and making it a hit. Go figure, white guy ripping off black guy. The Jolly Green Giant, Rebel Without a Pause, the Evolution Control Committee. Another white guy ripping off black guy. Lino Ventura by the Stereophonics Bass Sounds Unlimited. Nicely done, nicely done. I like that song very much. Well, let's see what we can do today. Huh? Old Economy Village, how about that right out of the chute? Rather than 1824 National Landmark Sites, if you early bird risers, you get your Old Economy Village on. You don't have to wait. I was using the wait like all through the day, and I was, I'll get my Old Economy Village around 1 o'clock when the lazy bums wake up. But you, getting your Old Economy Village on now. It's located in Ambridge, PA. Restored buildings are furnished with collections from the Harmony Society, a German communal group known for its... In there. That's what they're known for. For their industrial prosperity in textiles and manufacturing roads and winemaking, if you haven't figured out my code words. Visitors may meet traditional tradesmen, perform historic chores, view formal gardens, paintings, and tools. The site is open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5, Sunday, noon to 5. For information, 724-266-485 Kabilian, or go to oldeconomyvillage.org and say, Zombo saved your ass. Zombo was a one-man campaign to keep Old Economy Village open. How do you like that? Huh? You don't even care. I haven't even been to Old Economy Village. I can even care less about Old Economy Village. Just a note to you, I don't care about the Old Economy Village. Some of you think, oh no, Zombo, I gotta tell you the news from Old Economy Village. That's like telling me who won Star Search. Okay? Is that even still on Star Search? We're gonna lose that Black Seeds one. That didn't knock me out too much. Kevin Ayers, soon. Aww. Animal Friends. Discover your inner kitten. I always look for that inner kitten. I don't know about you. I'm always on the prowl for that inner kitten. From socializing cats and rabbits to walking dogs to teaching respect for animals in classrooms all over the region, Animal Friends has a niche or a niche for every interest. Mate, pet. Oh, I forgot this song's really good. Yeah, it's Kevin Ayers too. Anyhow, your pet lovers, your real life is enriched. So volunteer to Animal Friends. Apply online at thinkingoutsidethecage.org. Don't go to animalfriends.com. I repeat, do not go to animalfriends.com. Do not go to animalfriends.com. I beseech you, steer clear of animalfriends.com. Go to thinkingoutsidethecage.org or call 412-847-7000. Do not dial 1-888-HOT-CHEEKS. Believe me, my credit card's never going to be the same. What else is going on? It's Friday, of course. I mean, your brain till 3 o'clock and beyond. I'll be DJing at Pazzo's tonight in the Keys Rocks. You don't even care. I had two people show up there, and they said they got threatened to get beat up. I'm rough and tumble. Rough and tumble thing, you know. I'm out in the ditches, man. I'm doing it. What else is happening? Oh, the Brillo Box. Saturday night. The new Yinz are party. The Whips are playing. I'm DJing. The Starry Eyes are playing. The Dirty Charms are playing. My three favorite bands. Starry Eyes, Dirty Charms, Whips. Moldies and Monsters, that sounds like that's going to be a good band. I haven't seen them yet. So four bands, I'm DJing, there's a couple other DJs. It should be fun. It's a benefit for the new Yinzer magazine, I guess. But it'll be fun. It's at the Brillo Box, and that's going to be Saturday night. Currently at Zombo Gallery, Cool and Cute and Creepy.
The artwork of Nathan Mazur and Jessica, very neat stuff if you haven't checked it out. Check it out, the show's up till the end of the month. Zombo Gallery is open Wednesday through Sunday. What else is happening? Now let's play something else. I forgot how good Soon 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 was. All right. Now, is that band The Fives? I mean, this butt ugly. I wonder why they even say butt ugly. A lot of butts aren't that ugly. Butt ugly, is that? That's wrong. That is so wrong. I mean, when you see an ugly butt, it's frightening. When you see some nice butt, the world's a fabulous place. That, to me, is a work of art. Oh, boy. You want to hear some things, or you want to hear some music? You want to hear some music, don't you? What do I got shaking bacon in the music department? The Saturn V featuring Orbit. This dude from Akron, Ohio. I never met him. But, like, it matters. What is this thing with meeting famous people, too? Why is it such a big deal? Most of these people are jerks. That's how they got there. They got there either by being lucky or being a brown noser. And that is putting it lightly. That's putting it over the radio so I can say FCC violation. Brown noser, but you know what I mean. It's another thing. Okay? Or they are just horrible, just conscienceless jerks. They just step all over everybody to get anything, to get what they want. Why do you want to meet those people? Why do you want to meet them? I don't. Can I have your autograph? Wow, you backstabbed your own brother to get famous. I need your autograph. Wowee. You're a whore, and you're famous. I need your autograph. What up with that? As the kids say, what up with that? I don't want to meet any famous people. I may like the music. I may like some of the things they do. But please, stay away from me. We got the new Fall record, which I'm sure is really good. But, I mean, you could not pay me to meet Marky Smith. Because he is such a horrible person. You can just tell. I don't think there's any one famous person I'd like to meet. Not one. Can't think of one. Oh, well, whatever. Like it matters? I just don't understand the whole autograph thing either, too. You know, unless somebody's autograph's on the bottom of a check, I don't have interest in it. You know, I like to go up to, like, one of these famous people and say, yeah, can you sign your photograph? Yeah, can you make it out to eBay? That's what I like to do. Can you make that out to eBay? This thing's going online, and I'm going to see if I can cash in on this. Get some other sucker to buy it. Enough of this. You want some music, don't you? You do. That's why you're here. And the thing is, and the other thing is, too, I heard the show is starting to start a lot of fights at workplaces. Some people don't like the show. Some people like the show. Some people hate the show. Some people love the show. I guarantee you one thing. You cannot ignore it. That's my goal. I don't care if you love or hate the show. Ignoring it is the worst compliment. When people come up to me and they say, your show stinks. I say, thank you. Someone says, your show's wonderful. I say, you stink. And I think it's hilarious people getting fights over the radio show. All I can say is if you're listening and you hate the show, ooh, in your face, in your face, in your face, in your face. All right. More fun games. And if you want to give a go, there is no games here. They're mind games. It's about it. 412-621-WRCT. If you want to hear something, I'll do my best to play it if it fits in with my persona, my music. I have a wide variety of stuff. It's not like a oh, isn't that 1956 to 1963 rockabilly? I cannot play it. I can play whatever I want. It's just a question if I like it. And believe me, my tastes are pretty psychotic and all over the board. 412-621-WRCT is the phone number, and here is everybody, the Southern Five in your brain. RCT.
Everybody had a broken heart now. Everybody. cows make me very happy. Wednesday plays the native music. No. Si, senor.
Knock on my door. Yeah. I say, who's there? get you someday. It's gonna get you someday. Deep into the funnel of love.
yeah, some pipeline ska for you. Hey, that we heard Wanda Jackson's Funnel of Love and The Fall, brand new record, Your Future Archive. It's the same Fall records as the past 45,000, but I like it. Funnel of Love, their version from Your Future Art Club, they're brand new. And for the guy driving the dead guy around in around town, the hearse. That's the kind of listeners I have, by the Phantoms. And for Poppy, we heard Dear John by Warren Smith. And for Bruce, record the notes doing Sukiyaki Araki. And for me, the Saturn Five, everybody. And I have a very special guest in the studio today. If you'd like to introduce yourself to the ladies and, to the lady and gentlemen who are listening. Singular.
My name is Timmy. I'm from a band called the Surf Zombies. We play instrumental. Electric band.
If I got that right.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. And show starts at 7. It's free. And if you show up early, we hand out free CDs to everybody who jumps up and down for us.
Oh, yay. Yeah. I'm jumping down. Yay. And look, I got a CD. Yay.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. You guys can keep this one if you want. I'm down to my last 500.
So. Excellent. All right. So a little bit about the band. It's a straight up classic instrumental surf rock that they drive the kids crazy.
Yeah,
they drive.
Something I've always wanted to do since I was probably, 19 or 20. I've loved surf music ever since I knew what it was. I always liked the sound. I like the twanging guitars. I like the Western stuff.
Yeah.
I love reverb. And then I've always wanted to have a power trio.
Mm-hmm.
Because I always thought if you have the right three people, it's all you need. Minimalist approach to rock.
Yeah.
That's what I like. I grew up on Brownsville Station, Cream, Jimi Hendrix Experience, and I love that stuff. I never had a band like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, I want to start a power trio, and I'm going to start an instrumental power trio. But I didn't know what kind of music to actually play. About a few years ago, girlfriend Harriet and I went down to see Dick Dale play at the Rex, and that pretty much sealed it.
Oh, yeah.
When I heard that, I'd never heard surf music really loud, the way it was supposed to be, the way it was originally invented. I heard him play it at like 120 decibels, and I thought, yeah, this is it. This is what I want to do.
Neat. And you guys have a CD out, too.
Yes, we do. We have a demo that we hand out, and we're working on some more originals. We're going to have some people record them for us in a few months.
Super.
And
without any further ado, which sounds like a hillbilly wedding, this woman, Adu, what do you want here? Point Panic?
Yeah, let's try that. It's an old Surfari song.
Surf Zombies, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, you can tell by the applause in the background that was live.
Feel free to get up and dance.
Very nicely done.
Club Cafe, about a year ago, May 23rd.
That sounds really good. I mean, was that taken off the board? Or is that? I mean, that sounds clean.
Yes, yeah. Peter, the guy who works the sound.
Oh, I love him, man. Yeah. He's a great guy.
Is he from Poland, I think?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he took the whole thing for us. He did the whole thing for us, and then he sent me a couple of CDs with the masters on them, and we've just been making demos off of that.
That's a good. Now, who finds all the music for you guys?
Basically, all three of us. Mm-hmm. The two guys I have, Jason Truckenbrode and Jake Ortego, are pretty much they're like surf fanatics themselves. And
you guys know each other?
No, I put an ad in Craigslist.
Love Craigslist.
And Jason was one of the first people who answered, the guitar player. And he and I got along really well, and we knew a bass player that Harriet worked with named Keith Caldwell. Keith tried out for the band first before Jake did, and we really liked Keith, but Keith couldn't really do it because he and his wife just had a little baby.
That'll do it.
So he had to bow out, but Jason knew, I know this guy from where I work, his name is Jake Ortega, let's give him a try. So we were pretty lucky. Jake just got on with us right away, and he's fantastic.
How long have you guys been around?
Since September of 07.
Wow. Neato.
Yeah, so they bring a song, I'll bring a song. I'll admit, Zombo, I owe you a debt of gratitude because a lot of songs I find are on your show.
Aha! You heard the Hearse. That was a good one. That's a good one to cover. Like, you guys do Baja, too. Same guy, Lee Hazel, mm-hmm. wrote Baja.
The Baja I got from a CD that I bought at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 02. It was an old instrumental classic.
Nice.
Surf,
that's you want to do Baja? Can we play?
Yeah, go ahead.
What number is that?
I think it was number... What number was it? 7.
All right, groovy. And this is... you know who did the original version of Baja, Smarty Pants?
I know the Astronauts did it, but I do believe someone else did it before them.
Correct.
I cannot name them.
Al Casey.
Okay.
Yay for me. Yay for me. I could have just made that up.
Well.
But I didn't. But I could have.
But I agreed just to keep the continuity of the show flowing, Zombo.
That's sad. Oh. Let's play it.
Thank you.
entering another dimension, a dimension not only of sight and of sound, but also of mind. This is a dimension that few people enter, and from which even fewer return. There is a signpost up ahead. Your next stop, WRCT 88.3 FM Stereo. It could be worse. You could be entering the Twilight Zone. But there are other alternatives.
Yes, you are listening to Zombo's Deep Archive right here on the station, WRCT. Zombo right here. And just playing shows from way back when, exactly 13 years ago. This show originally aired May the 14th of 2010. And just digging it, man. Digging old Zombos in your brains. Rather than an encore show, last week's show, I'm jumping in that time machine, man, and playing you stuff that I don't even remember ever playing, ever saying, ever doing. So we're enjoying these shows together, nice and fresh. All right, you can hear my regular show, Zombo in Your Brain, which is 13 years from now, which is this Friday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So let's jump right back into the Deep Archive. RCT.
have some surf zombies for you. Timmy.
Yes.
Explain.
That was an old Pixies song called Cecilia Ann. We recorded that back in Millvale back in 08 with a friend of ours named Steven Adams. And that's part of one of our demos that we hand out. And we just like to basically, we're trying to keep surf alive in Pittsburgh. We try to play mostly surf, all instrumental. We also love Link Wray a lot.
Yeah.
And another gentleman who we really kind of like to study his material quite a bit because he, in my opinion, he invented the power chord and he invented distortion. That is essential to rock and roll, you know. So.
And you know how he invented distortion? You know that.
I heard he, that's just what I heard. He shoved pencils through his speaker cones.
Oh, yeah. Actually, screwdrivers.
Okay. Well, same effect.
Yeah, same effect.
Yeah, and I some people do it with cymbals, and I hate that. So.
Yeah, another guy I didn't want to meet.
Yeah.
He's like a nasty man.
I heard, we've done a few shows at Moondog, and Ronnie Esser from Moondogs met him because he played there a few times, and he said the guy was, he used to call him Stinkray.
Yeah.
And he said the music was good, but he was a really hard guy to deal with, unfortunately. Yeah. He was a real flake.
Absolutely. Hey, tell the folks what you guys are up to.
Well, this tomorrow we're going to be at Needs Hotel down in Lawrenceville, 55th and Butler Street. And our show starts at 7. We're going to play for about an hour, hour and 15 minutes. We're opening up for Rockabilly Slim Forsyth and his electrical band. And I'm sure a lot of you RCT listeners are familiar with Mr. Forsyth. He's a true gentleman.
Right.
And a personal friend of Zombo's and mine as well.
I got one.
Yeah.
I got one.
He won't be salt of the earth, of a true gentleman. I'm very looking very forward to working with him again tomorrow.
What's the address in Needs Hotel real quick?
The street address I'm not familiar with, but it's basically the corner of 55th and Butler Street.
Oh, there you go. That's easy enough.
Yeah.
In Lawrenceville.
Lawrenceville. Zombo's neighborhood.
Yay. They're going to change it to Zomboville before you know it.
Well, if I have anything to say about it, I will.
Well, great. Thank you so much for coming in.
Not a problem,
playing some
Zombo.
Fine music.
Hey.
And hopefully we can keep these discs around the station.
Oh, yeah. I hope
so. And let me know about January 27th. I'd like to see about getting the Surf Zombies in on my groovy cool pool party in the empty swimming pool.
I would kill to be able to be part of that, and I'll see what I can do.
All right, see you can kill.
All right, sir.
I'm going to play you one of the bands I'm bringing in for that from Alabama.
Okay.
A band called The Kaiju. And these guys are off the hook surf stop. Zombo in your brain.